Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hello, welcome to the Be Happy Now show. I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach. And today I want to talk about recharging your battery so that you can feel like there is a beautiful balance between your work life and your personal life. Have you ever heard the term work-life balance? Well, you get to create what that means for you in this episode. This is really going to be like you and me in a cozy coaching setting. So if you want to grab something to drink, if you want to grab your notebook, and really set yourself up in a nurturing space so that you can take this as your own coaching session right here, right now. In this episode, we will look at recharging your battery, but really at where are you leaking energy? How are you showing up in life that keeps you giving, giving, giving of yourself without receiving as much? So maybe you feel emptied out. Maybe you feel like you're overcompensating for something. Maybe you feel like you're just overgiving and it doesn't feel reciprocal as much in your relationships. When you feel like there is one part of you at work and another part of you in your hobbies or at home, and you'd like all parts of you, of yourself, to flourish throughout the entirety of your life and not just in these distinct parts, then this is one of the episodes for you. Also, if you have beliefs like at work, there's not enough time, and it keeps you filling your schedule to the max because you think that that will help you be more productive. Or if you have beliefs like, I need to give a lot of myself to be approved, to be loved, to be valued, I need to be needed. And that might make you feel empty because you're giving a lot of your energy without receiving as much. That might make you feel depleted as well. So I will guide you through three steps to recharge your battery so that you can show up feeling good about yourself in all aspects of your life. And if you're new here, as you gather your notebook and make yourself ready, I'm going to introduce myself. If it's the first time that we're meeting, I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach, and I support driven, ambitious happiness seekers who feel stuck with where they're at in life, who feel like deep down, they know that they're here for a bigger reason. They just don't know how to tap into that well of their purpose and of the why that they're here. So I created the Tune In Method, and I support my clients to flex their own muscle of soul connection, pardon me, and be their own inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. You can find out more about my tune-in method by going to tuneinmethod.com or visit my website for free stuff, meditations, even my three-step audio guide to help you put yourself at the top of the to-do list. All that can be found at claudiasamsoulcoaching.com. Now, I'm bringing this topic to you today because I myself have felt for a very long time that I would feel good about myself if I would just give time, give presence, give compliments, do something for someone, basically say yes whenever something is asked of me. I thought that by saying yes, that by just giving more of me, that I would be approved, that I would be accepted, that I would feel like I belong. Does that ever happen to you, or have you felt like that at a time in your life? Have you felt like sometimes it just feels like your energy is like a battery and now you're running on empty? Well, today we're going to shift you out of that. We are going to reframe what it means for you to give so that you can have that beautiful work-life balance. So a little bit of a background. I used to work in a quote unquote 9-to-5 job in a corporate environment, but it wasn't really 9-to-5. It was more like, well, sometimes it was 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. and sometimes it was 8:30 to 11:30 p.m. There were no rules. The only rules of the jobs that I had were that I had to perform. I had to provide the projects, the end results for yesterday. I remember my boss walking into my office when I worked in media and saying, so I need this for yesterday. And I remember being really thriving from this information because I thought, oh my gosh, here's a challenge to prove myself. I'm going to do it. They want it for yesterday. They're going to get it for yesterday. Well, what that ended up doing is that it drove me further and further away from filling my own cup, my own well, my own battery. It led me further and further away from living a life that felt so good because I was striving to make other people happy and proud. I was striving to, yes, tick the boxes on my to-do list, but ticking the boxes meant that somebody else at the end of the line thought Claudia Sam was doing a really good job. Does that ever happen to you? Did that used to happen to you? Yeah. So what we are going to explore today, the first step to finding that work-life balance in today's episode, for the sake of today's episode. Now, there are many ways, and this is not just the one right thing to do to recharge your battery for a healthy work-life balance, but rather this is a tool that I just came up with in one of my coaching sessions with my clients, and it's proven to be really effective. So I wanted to share it with you today. I want you to please draw a circle on a piece of paper on your, in your workbook, draw a big circle, take up the whole page for the circle. This is your life pie chart. Okay. This is your pie. We're going to refer to this chart as your pie, big circle on the page. I want you now to please look at what constitutes the pieces of your pie. What roles and identities make up who you show up as in your life? What roles and idea and identities make up who you see yourself as? For example, without, you don't have to separate the pie right yet. We're just going to write words and then we can separate the pie depending on the portion that this role takes up in your life. For example, you could have half of the pie that is for your work. You can put the company's name, the company you work for. Maybe there's also another portion of the pie that is a hobby that you have. Maybe you're a writer. Maybe you like horseback riding. Maybe you love to dance and take dancing classes. Maybe you teach writing or dancing. What are different roles that you have in your life that are basically an indicator of where your energy goes? Maybe you're a parent. Maybe you're the one that your friends call because you are always there for them. Maybe that is a type of dynamic that you've created in your relationship. So perhaps being a friend and supporting others is a big piece of your pie. Maybe in there, you also have another side work that you have. A lot of my clients are coaches as well. And so alongside their full-time job, they coach people. They love that. It feeds them. So that would take up a piece of their pie. If you're listening to this as a recording, press pause and just take a few moments with the breath to look at your circle, your pie chart, and write all the different roles and identities that make up the pieces of your pie. And when you feel like you've written all of them down, now separate them into pieces of your pie. Cool? Beautiful. This is step one. Basically, we're just seeing our life as, okay, this is how I show up externally. These are the roles, the shoes I'm in, the roles I fill. This is what I see myself doing in my life. The second step is that we're going to look at the ways that you are being while you are in these roles. So my question to you is, what are the ways of being that you operate in to take action in each of those roles? I'm going to say that again. What are the ways of being that you operate in to take action in each of those roles? I'm going to give you examples. If you show up at work because it's always so busy and you think there's not enough time, I have to work really hard, there's so much to do. Well, you might show up at work in a way of being that is stressed, scattered. Maybe you're being hard on yourself. Maybe you show up being closed-minded to your way of doing. We're not here to judge or point fingers or make the way that you are being wrong, but rather we're just here as a witness to what's really going on so that we can recognize if this is really serving us and in what ways can we shift out of this so that we can find a healthy work-life balance, feel uplifted, and really honor authentically who we're here to be on this planet, not only in the separate parts of our lives, but rather as a whole, for the whole pie. The way that you are being that is an indicator of how you take action in each of these parts of the pie, see it as that's you with the filling of the pie. You fill the pie, these pie charts, these pie pieces with your filling, with your energy, with your way of being. Other ways of being could be maybe you're showing up worried and doubtful, maybe shameful, judgmental, but you could also show up in a way that's very focused, that's calm, that's grounded. Maybe you show up in a way that's open-minded. Maybe you show up in a soft and self-loving way. Maybe one of the ways of being is creative, authentic, loving, trusting, confident, accepting. Again, if you're listening to this as a recording, press pause. And I invite you to, before you write the ways of being that you operate in to take action in each of those roles, in each of those pieces of the pie, that you take a few deep breaths. Maybe we'll do that right now, actually, because the idea is not to answer from the head and to make this a homework type of performance work, but rather it's an opportunity for your heart to speak, for your intuition to guide you here, because this is us accessing the energy layer of ourself. And if you've listened to another Be Happy Now show episode, I know that there is one. I talk about the five layers of the self, and the energy layer is the fourth layer of the self. We're going deeper than the body, deeper than the mind, deeper than the emotions. And we're accessing closer to the soul, which is the fifth layer. Let's take five slow, long, deep breaths together. So put your notebook and pen down for a moment. Lengthen your spine. Exhale everything. Deep breath in through the nose, inflate the belly and lower back, and rise the breath to the chest and upper back. And exhale to release the breath all the way down. Four more. Inhale, belly rises, diaphragm lowers, chest rises. Exhale, the breath moves out through the nose and down to the root of the spine. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, three, 2, 1. Two more breaths at your own pace. Beautiful. From this place, ask your heart, what are ways of being that I operate in? What are the energies behind my role here, here, and here on the pie and the different pieces of your pie? Once you've done this, now I'm going a little bit faster because I know that you'll be able to press pause once this is a recording. If you feel a little blocked, if you feel like, yeah, I get it, but I'm not really sure what those are for me, here's another way to go at it. Here's another way that you get to go, oh, okay, that makes a little bit more sense to me. I invite you to look at beliefs or thought patterns that keep you in that role on that piece of the pie. What are thoughts, for example, at work could be, well, everybody's got to work hard, so I got to work hard too, even if it means to put in more hours and to deplete myself. That's just the way you do it. Maybe a belief or a thought is there's so much to do. I need to keep my schedule so busy. Maybe another thought is, well, there's not enough time to do everything. So every action you take on might have the connotation and energy of there's not enough time. So I need to rush. It's all on my shoulders. Maybe a thought pattern is that there's too much that's being asked of me. Everybody needs me. Everybody wants me. I am important to them. I need to be there for them. What is a thought pattern? A belief? Something that happens as a mental chatter when you think about you being in the roles that you have established on the pieces of your pie. We looked a little bit at what thoughts could happen if you are at a job that drains your energy, or it doesn't mean that your job drains you energy fully. It doesn't mean that you're at the wrong place. It doesn't mean you're doing the wrong thing to be there. We are just exploring how your energy might be dragged away from who you are meant to be. Hear me? Did you hear me? I'm going to say this again. We are just looking at places and ways that your energy might be being dragged away from you, leaked out of you into other people so that they live a life that you think they need to live. And now instead, we want to gather your energy. We want you to remember that you are as important as you see them being. So I didn't quite repeat the same thing, but hopefully this landed in a way for you. You're listening to the Be Happy Now show with Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach. And if you want to dive even deeper in this and you don't have necessarily time to just be right here right now with me, then please go to my website, go to claudiasamsoulcoaching.com/I'm important. You will be able to do the I'm important meter assessment and download my free 3-step audio guide to help you put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt or without feeling unproductive. We're at the second step here of filling our pie chart with something that fulfills us, that uplifts us, so that we can find a healthy work-life balance, recharge our battery. The first step was to recognize and identify the different roles and identities that make up who you show up as in life. Basically, what constitutes the pieces of your pie? And step two, we're looking at the ways of being that you operate in to take action in each of those roles, in each of the pieces of your pie. And sometimes when we're not really sure what ways of being we're showing up as, we can look at the thought patterns, the beliefs, the ongoing chatter. And if one of the things that got you here right now is that you feel like you're there's one part of you at work and another part of you in your hobbies or at home, and you just feel a bit scattered and you're not fully able to flourish as the authentic self that you are in all of these parts. And instead, you're treating life as categories, as work/life. And what we're here to do is to regain the sense of being who you are in one place that is in your heart, that is in your body, and not put outwardly to all the roles and the identities that you hold. So if you're here because at home, you might think, oh, people are tugging at me. I need to fulfill this role. I need to be who they want me to be. Or maybe there's a belief that says, I need to give to be approved. It's selfish to take time for me. It's selfish to take time for me. It's not good. I haven't been told that it was me being a good person if I take time for me. Does that resonate with you? These are the thoughts that will help you to notice what is the way of being that is associated to that thought or to that belief. Because if you think there's too much that's being asked of me, so I just need to show up in this way, maybe you're showing up attached to the idea that you need to be the anchor person for others. If you're thinking there's so much to do, everybody's got to work hard, maybe you're showing up in a stressed way. Maybe that's one of the ways of being. Or maybe you show up in a rushed or fast energy instead of a slow, gentle, calm, focused energy. Ways of being and energy for me are very close together, very similar. So I use the same languaging. I hope this resonates with you. Again, you're welcome to press pause when you're listening to the recording and to just focus on your breath and allow your heart to answer the questions. I'm going to ask the step two questions again. What are the ways of being that you operate in to take action in each of those roles? Another way to explore this is, what is a belief or a thought pattern that keeps you there? Beautiful. Well done. A thought that I had was pretty similar to what I shared up until now, that if I don't do it, it's not going to get done, right? If I don't do it, well, the ship's going to, it's going to sink. There is so much power in delegating when you're at work and when you're at home. There is so much power in equally receiving than when you give. I mean, you've heard this 1,000 times, I'm sure. Put your own mask on first. It's the same when it comes to all the different roles and identities on your pie, because you get to pour energy, pour those ways of being that you want evenly on the whole pie, right? Which brings me to step three. To have a healthy work-life balance and recharge your battery from an energy standpoint, from a way of being that fits authentically with who you are. What would it take for all of the identities to not be separate? What would it take for all the identities to not be separate in all the pieces of the pie? And sometimes my clients go, well, I don't know. This is where you get to access your heart. Your heart answers this question, not your head. Because when we say, what would it take? It's us throwing our arms up in the air and asking the universe, what would it take for all of the identities to not be separate? In other words, what beliefs do you get to have so that being you is who you are in all parts of your life? What would it take for the filling to be even throughout the whole pie? What are the beliefs instead of, well, I need to do this right, or everybody's going to work hard, there's so much to do, there's not enough time. Instead of those beliefs, what gets to be your belief now? Maybe a belief is, as we care for ourselves, as we nourish and nurture ourselves, our battery recharges and we have more energy, not less. We have more creativity. We have more spaciousness. We are more productive, right? I say yes to myself first. I handle the anxiety and the stress. Taking time for me fills and recharges me, and not the other way around. Maybe that's a belief you get to have. right? I deserve well-being. I deserve trust, to trust myself. I deserve to love myself. I love myself. I am worthy of coming first. I am worthy of putting myself at the top of the to-do list. I am worthy of taking a breath and a break right now. Maybe those get to be the beliefs that light the flame of a healthy work-life balance, because now we are taking away all of the separations of the pieces of the pie, so that all the roles and the identities, since we are going at it from a root of who you are being, there are no separations. There is no one thing, one role that you play, but rather because you are doing, taking action in all of these different roles from the energy of who you are being, from the authenticity, the grounded, the surrender, the expansiveness, the creativity, the authentic, loving, gentle, trusting, confident you, there is no separation. And from this place, actually, the beliefs and the thought patterns are what feed this. The thoughts and the new beliefs that you create for yourself allow you to show up in a recharged way, so that you are full with the whole pie and you don't feel like there are different parts of yourself scattered around in different roles and identities for you to live an external life, but rather you are here grounded in who you are, and you are worthy of remembering and choosing ways of being. Mm-hmm. My last question for you: in what ways can you fill your cup? In what ways can you recharge your battery in a more tangible way right here, right now? What is something you get to take on? Let your heart speak. This is not about making sense. What is one thing you get to do right now so that you can be authentically yourself? Maybe it's downloading my free 3-step audio guide to help you put yourself at the top of the to-do list. Maybe that's what it is. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com, click on the Start Here orange button, or go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/ I'm Important. It's waiting for you. It's going to take you 15 minutes and you will feel so much better about yourself and about the power that you have to make a change in your life and recharge your own battery. Thank you so much for being here. I hope this was helpful. Make sure to like, to follow, to subscribe to this podcast, and leave a beautiful review with 5 stars. I would be so grateful. Thank you so much. See you again soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.